Hey there, and welcome aboard. You're just in time for another episode of the Nerdy Little Bubble Podcast. Here on the Nerdy Little Bubble Podcast, you know we talk about sports, we talk about music, and we talk about life. I am your host, Mr. Garrett, and we will go ahead and get it started. So a lot of things have jumped off in the sports world since I did my last podcast a couple weeks ago, or actually a week ago, now that I think about it. And so we'll just go ahead and dive on into that as a part of the sports topic. First off, I have to say that I am glad to see that Brittany Griner is back home. She was detained, as many people know, she was detained in Russia for allegedly possessing, I don't know if it was CBD, I don't know if it was cannabis oil, cartridges, I think it was something like that. But she was detained in Russia for having those items. She was actually over there playing ball for them to make some money, because unfortunately in the WNBA, the pay is not the same as it is in the NBA. Now we know, and a lot of that is because, well, the NBA makes a lot more money and the NBA actually subsidizes the WNBA. But now I feel like if the pay was right, then she wouldn't have had to go over there to play in Russia. But in any case, she is back home now. She is practicing. She dunked the ball, which they're going crazy over. Don't ask me why, because that's not unusual for her. But she is back home now, and hopefully she has learned a lesson, albeit a hard one, just to be a little bit more careful when you're packing your stuff. Bottom line, a lot of foreign countries do not view marijuana and or cannabis products, etc., in a favorable light. In fact, it's illegal as hell in many places outside of the United States. So because of that, yes, you are going to be subject to more harsher penalties depending upon where you are. So she just needs to be a little bit more careful. I would probably just stay domestically for a little while versus traveling, and hopefully she will get back into her playing shape and get back to her team. And on a side note, I see a lot of the reactions on social media about this. A lot of people, it's kind of split. Some people are happy, some people are unhappy. I don't necessarily like the fact that people are using this as a lightning rod moment and trying to polarize people once again. And when I say lightning rod moment, I mean they're comparing her release to the fact that Paul Whelan has not been released. And in my mind, it's apples and oranges. Brittany Griner was the bigger piece. Brittany Griner was the more attractive piece to not only Russia, but also the United States. So, of course, when the negotiations happened, it was going to be one big piece for another. But a lot of these, what I like to call armchair foreign affairs officials, hostage negotiators, etc., they don't quite understand the dynamics of that. And they think they know, but they don't know. And it's a lot of things that we, John Q. Public, do not know that goes on behind the scenes. And we're not going to know. And we're not supposed to know. But some of the things I've seen is just like, word? This is what y'all actually think? But, you know, unfortunately, we are where we are. And when you have the dynamics of race, gender, and in this case, sexual orientation coming into play, then you're going to have these polarizing opinions. I also find it troubling that nobody wants to highlight the fact that Mr. Whelan, I mean, he wasn't exactly an angel, because people are calling him a hero. And while we salute his service, let's not take away from the fact that he also received a bad conduct discharge from the United States Marines. And that's fact. So, in my mind, it's apples versus oranges, and we don't know what's being worked behind the scenes to get Mr. Whelan home, but his case is going to be a little bit more difficult. And I also find it troubling that people all of a sudden care about this when he's been detained since 2018. And we all know what was going on in 2018. I don't need to elaborate on that. But that's enough on that subject. Happy that Brittany's home, and hopefully she will be able to move forward from her lesson learned. Now onward to the additional sports front. The Miami Dolphins played the LA Chargers last night. The game was flexed to the national TV audience Sunday night football game, which is the premier Sunday game in my mind, depending upon who's playing, of course. But yeah, that's normally the highlight of, besides Monday night football, that's usually the highlight game of the week. And so again, the Dolphins played the Chargers and we fell flat on our ass. I can't clean it up any better. That's exactly what happened. We did not play well. We did not play the way that we've been playing the past 8 weeks. I don't know what's going on. I do notice some injuries have come into play, true enough. But now, you know, this is not the Dolphins team that had everybody thinking we would be in the playoffs when that eventually happens. And so, unfortunately, the Dolphins fell last night by a score of 23-17 to the Chargers. I don't know, like, again, I don't know what is going on, but we need to tighten up, because the road's not going to get any easier. Matter of fact, another game that we played is being flexed. I don't know if it's being flexed. I got to look it up as to what happened. But anyway, we're playing Saturday night against the Buffalo Bills on NFL Network. Prime time. You know, unfortunately, not as wide of a TV audience because of, you know, different circumstances. Like, if you don't have cable or internet, then you won't have access to the NFL Network, and it's not being shown on any other network. But still, we're playing on Saturday night nonetheless, and it's not like there's not a lot of things happening on TV right now anyway, because we're going into the holiday season. So yeah, so they definitely need to tighten up, because we got the Bills, the Packers, the Patriots, and then we're wrapping things up against the Jets at home. So the road does not get easier. Now that we lost, the Chargers are actually on our heels to get that number, that coveted sixth playoff spot. And we just simply cannot have that. You know, that no. That's not how the season was supposed to go. That's not how it was supposed to start out. So tighten up, Dolphins, because, yeah, I expect us to be in the playoffs like we are supposed to be. And not only that, but we also have to look out not just for the Chargers. We also got to look out for the Patsies, because they're 6-6, I believe. And yeah, they actually are 6-6, and they're in the playoff hunt. And it was another team that they highlighted that was in the playoff hunt as well. So we got some teams that are out there just rubbing their hands together, hoping that we fuck up and get put out, and then they can get that spot. So Mike McDaniel, whatever you got to do, get the team right. Enough about that rant. On to the Mighty Lake Show. Lake Show took care of business last night against the Detroit Pistons in Detroit. LeBron and AD basically hooked up and combined for number of points. And we basically handled business 124-117 against the Pistons. And of course, I don't really care for the Pistons just because of the late 80s rivalries we had. And then the fact that we fumbled. Well, I shouldn't use the term fumble because that's more of a football term, but the fact that we pissed away the 2004 championship to them. So I don't, yeah. Anytime we beat the Pistons, fine by me. But the Lake Show needs to tighten up also, because we've only won 11 games. At this point, now we're starting to get to that panic mode, because next thing, you know, January's around the corner. January, February, March. Here comes April, playoff time. Playoffs are starting to be decided in March and or April. Well, Lake Show don't tighten up, guess what? We're going to be on Schitt's Creek. That's just the best way I can put it. We're going to be on Schitt's Creek, and we're going to be looking at ping pong balls again for a draft, for a lottery draft pick. That's not acceptable. So, Lake Show, tighten up. Do something. Get us back to the playoffs. And finally, no games from my University of South Carolina Gamecocks, because we're preparing for our bowl game in Jacksonville against Notre Dame. But as a related note, I believe we're going to name an offensive coordinator this week. And as a alum and fan, we have to learn to give people a chance. Okay. Now, I would be a hypocrite if I said that I was not the biggest critic, if I wasn't highly critical of Marcus Satterfield, okay, because I was like, what the hell kind of plays is he calling? And then towards the stretch, he showed us what he had, but it's like, well, damn it, it's too late. and you've been here going on 3 years, so whatever. But we can't keep recycling coaches and expect a culture to be entrenched. And people, and a lot of, you know, fellow fans, because I'm sure alums know, but a lot of fellow fans don't understand, we are just now getting to the point where we're building a culture. Because for so long, we did not have a culture, okay? If you look at the other programs that comprise the SEC, and I'm talking, you know, your Georgias, your Floridas, LSU, Bama, hell, even Ole Miss, Mississippi State, Auburn, you know, you look at those schools, and even Tennessee, you know, Kentucky, they have a tradition of some sort. You know, Kentucky has their basketball tradition, like their traditional, you know, basketball blue blood. Alabama football blue blood, you know. LSU has a few chips. Auburn has a few chips. I want to say Ole Miss may have one back in the 50s, I believe. But yeah, they have their traditions. Even Tennessee got a couple chips, you know. Georgia has a few chips now. They have their tradition. They have been entrenched, you know, in the SEC since its beginning, right? But they have the traditions. We, as University of South Carolina, we're just now building upon that, because our tradition really started with the ACC. But in my opinion, and, you know, I still need to finish doing my research, and there's a book actually out about this, because we, in my mind, let Tobacco Road punk us, and you know what I mean by Tobacco Road, we decided, oh, we want to leave and we're going to be independent. Well, I feel like that messed us up completely, because we did not have a tradition. You know, we did not have a culture entrenched. Coaches were always in flux. And not to mention, our previous ADs and administrations really didn't pay that much attention to our athletics, unlike the other schools, and it shows. And so then I guess when we finally joined the SEC, we were walking into a conference that already had deep traditions that, you know, that continued to be built upon, and we're just now getting started. So it's going to take a while. You know, the fans and alums need to give Beamer a chance, right? Because he actually wants to be here. Like, he's the first coach I could say in my whole time of being an alum, fan, whatever, that showed he really truly wanted to be there at USC. He really wants to be here. And so he's going to do what he can to show that he wants to be here. But we're going to have to exercise patience. We're not going to go from mediocre to college football champions overnight. Now, do we have the ability to be college football champions? Yes, but we have to be consistent, and we have to allow coaching to be consistent, and we have to allow them to build the kind of culture that will support us getting a college football national championship. And I know some of our haters and detractors, particularly those who affiliate themselves with that Cal and Corn College in the upstate of South Carolina, laugh and scoff, but hey, they ain't always had it all that great either, and they know it, and the tables are turning. So, but yes, it takes time. So give the man a chance. Whoever we hire for OC, I'm sure that Beamer has vetted and made sure that this is going to be the right fit. So we'll see what happens. I wish that, you know, I hope that we have greater success and we're able to build upon that success. Now, unfortunately, well, I don't know how to quite take this piece on, but like with the transfer portal, you know, that's going to hurt a lot of teams. NIL, while I feel like, while I'm happy that the kids are getting paid the way they should, NIL is going to hurt a lot of teams, a lot of colleges also, because it's going to create unequal pairing, and there won't be any more parity. So it's all about who has the money. Who has the money will be the ones that will have the stacked teams that will make noise. So, but it's going to take time with us. And so, and that's really all I have on the sports front. On the music front, nothing new. Hadn't really listened to a whole lot of any of new stuff. I don't even know what's out there. I listened to a single by Tall Black Guy, and he always puts out some nice, you know, some quality stuff. So you should check it out. when you get a chance. It's on Spotify, and I believe I just saw the name of it the other day. I gotta look it up and see if I can find it. And like I said, it's a new single. He just dropped it, I believe, on Friday. Yeah, it's called My Freedom Travel, Feral Spirit, by an artist named Tall Black Guy. And yeah, he drops some quality dope shit. So check it out. I normally listen to it on Spotify and or Apple Music. And Spotify is the home for Anchor, in case you didn't know. And as far as the life run is concerned, you know, life is what you make it. We're winding down 2022, going into 2023. And as I reflect and will be reflecting on this particular year, you know, it just a year of transition, a year of changes, a year of kind of exploring what I need to do, what kind of work, what kind of further work I need to do on myself to become a better man, not just in society, but in the workplace. In my home, you know, because I am the provider, I am the protector for me and my wife. And so, you know, I have to do all that I can to work on myself to be the best man for her and to continue to show up for her. So, you know, it's been a journey, learning that there were parts of my life that I didn't quite reconcile and or fully heal from. There are parts where I guess you could say I kept rewinding the tape and kept wondering, well, what if I did this? What if I said that? And it's funny because I was listening to a podcast earlier this morning because I listened to The Mindset Mentor by Rob Dial. Don't know if you're familiar with it. If you are not, check him out. You know, he basically breaks it down how you can improve your mindset, which has been helping me out a lot. And on top of reading The Daily Stoic by Ryan Holiday. So he had a podcast this morning basically talking about it's not your fault. And as I was listening to it, I started running through the scenarios in my mind that I now realize, you know, are not my fault. But it comes to a certain point where you have to say, okay, even though these things happen and they're not your fault, at a certain point, if things continue to happen, you got to kind of take a look inward at yourself. And so I was thinking about different situations I was into where at the time I didn't want to recognize that it was my fault. You know, like, for example, hanging out with people who meant me no good, who were not true and genuine in their relationships with me as far as being friends or whatever. You know, that was my fault because for not recognizing the signs and sticking around too long, you know, career-wise. I realized that certain things, you know, were my fault because I tolerated certain things I shouldn't have, did not speak up about certain things when I had a chance, and I just, you know, just accepted what was going on. Why? Because I got comfortable. You know, I did not want to be uncomfortable. And so not being complacent and not wanting to be uncomfortable, you know, may have set me back in some ways, right? So those things, you know, I will admit they're my fault, but they're also things I have control over too, because I have the power to change that situation. So as we go into 2023, we have to keep in mind that, you know, look forward, look ahead, plan out how you want your year to go, plan out how you want your life to go. And if it takes time, if it takes you going on a quote unquote self-healing journey, hey, do it. You know, it's not going to be easy. It's going to be hard. And there are going to be things, there's some things that may get revealed to you that, you know, may make you feel uncomfortable, but it's going to be to your benefit because it's going to help you improve. So, and not that I'm some kind of guru, you know, on self-improvement or anything like that, because I'm probably far from it, but I am trying my best to improve myself. So that's all I have for you today on this episode of the Nerdy Little Bubble Podcast. If you like what you hear, please like, share, leave comments, leave a review, because that will help me get a wider audience on the different platforms that this is available on, and it will help me to improve how I do this show, whether I need to kind of just stick to one topic and run with that. Do I need to continue to work with the multiple topics, you know, and what have you. And it'll help me format the show better so that when I'm ready to bring guests on, because I got some dope friends. Like, I know some dope ass people that I really would like to bring on and have them express their views and their and or their content. But I have to make sure that I have things right first. So, but yes, like, share, comment, let the world know the Nerdy Little Bubble Podcast is here for you. And I'm going to leave you like I always leave you. I am Mr. Garrett, and I wish you nothing but peace and one love.